Hi, my name is Teal, and I'm your host for the SweatNet Be Amazing podcast, where we share stories of amazing women who live in our communities. My hope is that you will feel encouraged and inspired after listening to each episode. So today we're going to talk a little bit about being a mom. And I know there's probably a lot of moms out there that are listening to this podcast. This really, I think, will hit home for you. But I know that some moms have struggled with postpartum, and that's not something that's like addressed a lot in the fitness area. Mm-hmm. So today it's really unique to have Jamie Easley, who is the owner of Stronger Her 360. And she's a mom of two beautiful little girls. We're going to really talk about being a mom and staying fit, keeping all the balls in the air, and addressing some of the things that moms face. And one of them is postpartum and depression. To some people is surprising because they may have been waiting their whole life to have a baby. They have a baby, and then all of a sudden there's this overwhelming feel of anxiety and stress. And so I'm super excited, Jamie, to have you here and to talk about all this, because these are, to me, these are important topics that we need to be bringing to light, and not just bringing it, just saying, hey, let's talk about postpartum, but what can be done. Mm-hmm. And fitness is so important to you. And you've actually taken this and created this incredible program that's for moms. So I just really want to jump in, like dive right into that with Stronger Her 360. You know, what is that all about?
Thanks for having me. I love being able to reach and talk to maybe new moms or moms of babies who are 20 years old, or maybe people even interested in becoming a mom one day. There are so many things that you can kind of prepare for, and there are so many things that you can't prepare for. But the one thing that we try to focus on is, how are you actually feeling and what can you do about it now? So Stronger 360, which we are about to go through a rebranding that will be called the 360 Method, and that's going to happen soon. But we really wanted to create something that provides information and knowledge, education to women, or, you know, individuals who are parents. And there is so much information that you are not told, whether it's even during your pregnancy, that you don't find out in those, all the books that you read or all the Google searches that end up just scaring the shit out of you. And even through your OB, you know, sometimes I've heard so many stories of moms who are just like, why didn't my OB tell me this? It's like, why? And there are some OBs who are wonderful and awesome, excellent resources, and are, you know, really kind of like into this fourth trimester kind of thinking and how to help the mom even after birth, and which is wonderful, and I love to see it. But there are definitely still some that are just like, I'm going to get you to have your baby, and then that's it. So I, you know, like you said, I'm a mom. I have two daughters, and at the time when they were younger, I started studying and I became a personal trainer after being a teacher for quite a few years. And I noticed that a lot of my clientele were moms. And these were women who, they didn't have the time to have a personal trainer. They didn't necessarily have the means, but they were in that desperate state of, I need something to feel better. Like, I don't feel right. And so they'd come to me and I would do my best, and I would just try to help them and train them. And I noticed there was just something missing. So with all of my clients, I felt like I was missing the mark a lot with a lot of them. And I didn't know why until I started doing a ton of research and looking up different programs and understanding that there's rehab that needs to be done postpartum, that here in America, we don't really talk about it, or we don't really push it. It's not part of our process of having a baby. You go, you have a baby after, you know, whether it's a C-section or a natural birth, you go 6 weeks or 8 weeks after for your checkup, the doctor checks you and says you're good to go. And that's it. You're like off to just kind of function with this body that has been through trauma for 9 months. And then again, trauma through delivery. If you were to go to any like European country, going to physical therapy after having a baby is actually part of the process. And they kind of give you a prescription. As soon as you have your baby, you go to physical therapy and you repair the muscles and the, you know, like everything that was kind of stressed and damaged and whatever happened internally, to repair those muscles so that you can function properly instead of traveling the rest of your postpartum life, you know, peeing your pants when you cough, jump, or sneeze, or urgency. You know, that urgence incontinence is a huge thing too. Or, you know, maybe you're trying to get back to athleticism, but you feel like a lot of pressure down there, or you feel any sort of like prolapse. And there are so many things that can happen that is, it's common, but we're not really talking about it here. And so that's kind of what got me started in this realm of like, okay, there has to be ways to create a program that help transition moms from being pregnant to then living a very healthy and active, safe, well postpartum life. Because what we say there a lot is you're postpartum forever. Like, you're never not postpartum once you have a baby. And so let's train you to have a solid postpartum life so you can get back to doing the things you love without having any sort of injury or incontinence or any sort of dysfunction from it. And so that's where Stronger 360 kind of stemmed from. It's like, let's create the missing link, the link between the person before the baby and the person after the baby. Let's create this link so that this person still feels whole and healthy and well and active afterward.
Yeah, there's really that time period, because I even remember, and y'all, it's been a hot minute. My son's 21, so it's been a long time. But I can still remember after having him, like, I was 25, and I was, like, so ready to jump back into full, like, full swing. And I remember feeling in this body, like, what is this? Like, I don't feel like myself. And the whole thing about the whole urgency thing where you have to pee or when you jump, and you're like, what is going on? And that went on for several years, because there really wasn't anything to address that after. Like, yeah, you have a baby in the hospital and they're like, yeah, great. You know, go on. Mm-hmm. And you don't know what to do. So mm-hmm. I love that you have taken this and like created something that's for moms before, during, and after. And I noticed also that you have a team. So tell us a little bit about that team, who's a part of that team, and how you all work together.
Yeah, gosh, I'm so lucky. My role is obviously like the owner of it, kind of manage all of it, but I'm more of the athleticism trainer. So I focus on kind of like the rebuild muscularly, and then also specialize in postpartum kind of corrective exercise. And so then my teammates, we have Annie, who is Annie Henry. She is a, oh, she got married, Annie Linville. I still call her Dr. Henry, it's fine. She is one of our women's health physical therapists. She's also a doctor of physical therapy in general. So she sees all people for all different things. She just started last year, you know, getting really focused on women's health. And so what she does, along with Carrie McLaughlin, who is another women's health PT and doctor of physical therapy, both of them are also trainers and, you know, teach all these classes, and they literally are like a jack of all trades. You go to them for anything. But they are our women's health PT. So what they do is it's a 4-week program. They'll have, or 4-day program, I should say. They'll have one of the days, and they focus all on like pelvic floor rehab. So they kind of go over like, what is your pelvic floor? What does it do? Why do we need the rehab? What are exercises that I can do? I'm experiencing this. What does this mean? So it's a very like open forum where moms can just be like, look, this is what's happening. And chances are there's probably like 5 other people in the room that are experiencing the same thing, but like everyone's afraid to say it, or maybe it's just kind of like taboo to talk about your pelvic floor, which now is kind of crazy to think about because of how much I've learned from Annie and Carrie about how important it is for your core and for function. And it's a muscle group, you know, it's a muscle group, and you have to train it and rehab it just as you would any other injury. So if you kind of have a shoulder injury, obviously you're going to go to rehab or go to physical therapy before you go out and start doing shoulder presses. Same thing with your pelvic floor. Like, you have a baby, you are experiencing a ton of trauma. You have to, it's highly recommended that you go and you get physical therapy. You know, it's a muscle group. So they really try to, they do an awesome job at really normalizing the need for it, you know, and trying to expose and tell people like, look, this is available to you and it's here, like use it. It's going to help you in your life. And so they do a day like that. So that's those two. And then we have Lauren Valentine, who is, oh, she's incredible. She is also a trainer and she focuses on the perinatal mental health side. So she, and like you mentioned, postpartum depression, she is very passionate about maternal mental health. She was a, is a neonatal nurse. So she works in the NICU. And so she's seen firsthand the hardships of parents sometimes after having a baby and just how the individual who's had the baby experiences such different levels of hormones and chemicals, kind of imbalances and all of that stuff that come along with the, with having a baby. And she wanted to create a place where women will feel comfortable talking about exactly what it is that they're going through, how they feel, and be that resource for them. So she does a mental health day where we all just sit and talk, and it's always like a very emotional day. Everybody is very open and honest, and it is probably my favorite day of our program, just being in there and being able to experience just like people being honest and raw and real and supportive. I have people who have been in the program who've just become friends and they all just like hang out now, and creating that community is super important. And it's also just super important emotionally to have a support system of people who are going through or have gone through the same thing that you are. And something that Lauren always talks about too, along with postpartum depression, is, you know, kind of what's considered, air quoting, normal in your feelings after and during pregnancy and then postpartum, and then what's considered maybe a little bit extreme, and noticing what that is and being able to talk to your support system at home so that they know what to watch for in case you are unable to kind of really see it yourself, because it's hard sometimes to step out. And then also that whole mindset too, working with a ton of athletes, a ton of people who just love to work out and been active and healthy their whole life. And I call all people who move athletes. And so I think a lot of times, there's been a few times where I post things of like, you know, postpartum athleticism, and people would message me like, I'm not an athlete. Like, can I still come in? Can I still do this? And I mean, do you move? Like, if you move, you're an athlete and we're going to get you moving well. So dealing with athletes who have been working out their whole lives, maybe playing sports their whole lives, all of this stuff, it's really hard to ask for help. And by providing almost like a forced situation of, no, we're going to make you kind of sit in this a little bit, it is the most like raw, real thing ever. And it's so good to see people start to feel a little bit more vulnerable and open with how they're actually feeling.
I totally love that. I'm the same way with Be Amazing and what I do with, you know, not just this podcast, but also when we have like the Be Amazing weekend or we have workshops and we bring women together. My favorite day is the same as yours. It's when you sit down and you have that connection and you open it up and people get real and there's a connection that happens and you see them come together and support each other. I love what you're doing with Stronger Her 360 and Getting Ready for 360 Method. Y'all stay tuned for that. This is just, to me, is like beautiful. I want to go back a second because I really want to understand. A lot of people say postpartum and they just kind of have this big umbrella. And then you went postpartum depression. So is there a difference between the two?
I think really just people have just started taking off the depression. So they just say postpartum. Like to me, if someone says postpartum, I'm thinking about they've had a baby.
Okay.
Postpartum depression is postpartum depression. It's when you're, you know, in that state of, you know, excessive sadness or the unwillingness to kind of step out or maybe do the things that you loved before. They don't bring you the same joy. Sometimes it's just an extreme attachment to your baby. Sometimes it's the other way where you feel a little bit detached. And so there are a lot of signs, and this is what Lauren kind of talks about. And it's also very interesting that what Lauren always shares is that it's not always just the individual who had the baby that goes through that, or that could experience postpartum depression. It is also common in the partners also experiencing postpartum depression. And just as the mom's hormones are changing or the individual's hormones are changing, so are the partner's hormones. And also experiencing all the things like lack of sleep, inability to control, not really knowing what to do, what's helpful, feeling maybe detached from the individual who had the baby. So there's a lot of things that the partner goes through as well. And so she creates this kind of open conversation of like, make sure that everyone's kind of like checking on each other. And that's also, it's a common thing to pay attention to. And not only, and postpartum depression doesn't happen necessarily right away. And right away, postpartum depression, she talks about everyone kind of experiences in some way, not everyone, I should say, a lot of people experience in some way, like the baby blues, they call it. And that's when you're just feeling, I mean, probably totally just, you don't know what's going on. You're so freaking exhausted that you can't even think straight. You just want peace and quiet or whatever it is. There's some blues part of it. But after that 2-week period, you should start to kind of feel like a little bit, like a little sense of like, okay, today I feel a little bit better and start seeing some improvement. But after a while, so say it goes past like 6 months or so and you're just still feeling it. And that's kind of where it's more of a, okay, let's try to figure out like what it actually is, like what's going on. And it's not only just during that time period, it's you are able to experience any sort of postpartum anxiety or depression, technically like up to 2 years after giving birth. So it might not happen right away. And so then you might start to get these feelings when your baby's a year and a half, and then you're like, what's going on with me? Like, why do I feel this way? And it's all part of this process for you. And there's just so much going on chemically and hormonally inside that you just have no control over what actually is happening. And with my own pregnancies, I experienced postpartum depression with my first child. And it wasn't until someone kind of gave me permission to admit the fact or kind of come to terms that it's not me, it's my hormones and chemically what's happening inside me that's making me feel this way. So it was really hard for me to admit that I was struggling and hard for me to accept help, because I am one of those people, like I'll handle everything. Like I got it under control. I don't need anyone's help for anything. And I did, and I needed help and I got it. And I'm glad that I did. And I think it's something that I highly encourage all individuals who have a baby to kind of shed that armor and be able to care for yourself and show yourself grace, treat yourself as you would your best friend and get the help that you need. And then you'll be able to just kind of feel the way that you've always hoped you would feel instead of kind of suffering through it.
Well, I think the part that you just said, you know, about asking for help, and I know women, that's a hard thing for us to do, is admit that we actually need help. And it's not a sign of weakness. It's a sign of strength. Mm-hmm. When you actually can say, hey, I'm like, this is beyond me. I cannot do this alone. I need support. And so I think this is just a great community and a great way for women to connect with other women that are in that same, you know, in that same place in life, connecting with other moms and realizing they don't have to be alone. They have a team like yourself and your team to lean on for support. Are there three things that you would recommend for new moms as far as like maybe around the fitness side?
Yeah, I think we touched on, if I were to say my first thing, I would just say, go see a physical therapist. I know we touched on that a lot, but I wish that I knew about this. I honestly didn't know. This was 9 years ago. I had no idea it was a thing. And so what I've seen and the value that Carrie and Annie bring to all of these people who come in is just unreal. And so I would highly suggest that that is your first stop postpartum, whether you're experiencing any dysfunction or not. A lot of times, you know, people go see their OBs after, and they're like, okay, just go do some Kegels, you know, like rebuild. And it turns out that's not always what you should be doing. And so it's really good to get a proper analysis and then proper guidance in that rehab. So understanding that you are experiencing trauma, and it's not to scare, it's not to frighten you. It's just for you to kind of get real with yourself and say, okay, my body has been expanding, changing, growing for 9 months, building a human. And now I'm going to birth it, whether it's C-section or vaginally. I deserve to be kind of properly treated afterward and rebuilt so that I can feel myself again. So just kind of keeping it very matter of fact and go get that first. Secondly, on the emotional and mental health side of it, I would say, although you've given birth to a baby, I want you to understand that you've also given birth to almost like a new you. You are a new version of yourself. It's hard to understand that and hard to like grasp how you're going to be different. But by understanding that you're going to move differently, you're going to feel different, and things have changed, understanding that and approaching that in a positive light instead of I want my old body back, or I want to, you know, look like this again, understanding that you are different and you are new, it doesn't mean you're not going to want those same things. Like, you can still want to look and feel good in this new body. Like, that's okay. And then we understand that. And that's why we're here. Like, we want to get you into feeling good again. But I think taking that mental image of like, oh, look at my body when I was 19 before I had a baby and now it's ruined. Instead of saying that, saying, I just grew a fucking human. I'm going to look like this, and I'm going to work this new body out the right way so that I can then feel really, really solid and confident in this new body. Yeah. So that would be my other thing. The last thing I think would be to allow yourself to maybe explore new friendships or new groups of people or new experiences. I think what happens sometimes with new moms is that you get a little bit stuck into a routine, whether it's you're kind of like stuck at home. And this is all a shout out to those people who have had a baby during this pandemic time. My heart goes out to you. I can't imagine what that is like to be at home, limiting help, unable to really leave in fear of, you know, germs for your new baby, or bringing home germs, or exposing them to germs, or whatever it is. The stress and the overwhelming feeling must be so, so challenging. And if this is you, if you're experiencing this, know that we are here and we are acknowledging you and providing a space for you to come to. And I know Lauren would be, she's going to be doing a couple virtual and a couple in-person postpartum support groups coming up here soon that I would highly recommend you attending. And even if it's not your thing, I think when I had a baby, if someone was like, oh, come to this, you know, mom group support thing, like, I don't know if I would be like, yeah, let me go. You know, I think it would take friends being like, all right, should we go to this thing? Like, let's go to this thing together. You know, if we like it, sweet. If we don't like it, whatever, we get, you know, we got something out of it. So I suggest that you kind of attend that, and just a way of an outlet and just hear anybody else going through the same thing that you're going through. But as I was saying, of like new experiences, new things, I think it's hard when maybe you feel like you're the only one going through what you're doing. And so by creating a community that, and finding friends who have gone through that same thing as you, it provides almost like a level of relaxation for you. You don't have to pretend, you don't have to fake, like, people get it. If you're not up for something, like, canceling plans is like totally okay with everybody because everyone gets it. When you're 20 minutes late because you can't find the diaper bag or whatever it is, like, everyone gets it. So finding that the group of people that are just like on the same page as you is really important. And on the same side as that, I also highly encourage getting out. So this is why fitness was so important to me. It was my escape. And not that I wanted to leave my life permanently, but I do need time for myself. And I know that now. And I know And that mom guilt is starting to decrease, but it has been something that has been very heavy since my kids were born, of I feel super guilty doing something for myself or leaving my kids to be, air quote again, selfish by working out. And I speed home and I feel so anxious the whole time. And I'm like, what is the point of that? The whole point of me going to do something, going to work out, is so that I am a better version of me, which makes me a better mom. And so I think people have to understand that taking that time for yourself, getting out, hiring a babysitter, bringing your friends over to your friend's house, say, you know what, I just need to like walk around Target with a coffee for like 2 hours and I'll be back with unnecessary items like throw pillows and pollution and other crap that I don't need. It's fine. Like, you just need that mental break. And that is something that I did all the time. And it was, like I said, like my therapy. So that is another thing that I would definitely push onto our new moms.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I'm a total big believer of that. And not just moms, but women in general. They tend to put themselves last, and like, you need to put yourself first. It's all part of being a healthy person. And you're healthy then and happy, then everybody in your life is going to be a lot happier. Because that saying of, if mom's not happy, nobody's happy, there's so much truth in that.
Yes, it's so true. So true.
So I'm going to switch gears on you real quick, because we've talked a lot about, you know, what you're doing for moms and, you know, you're a mom yourself, but I want to talk about Jamie, who's the athlete who likes to work out. Like, what's your all-time favorite workout?
It's tough for me because honestly, I just love to move. I will say though, because I was a former athlete in college and I played sports my whole life. So I would say any sort of athletic conditioning style workout is my favorite.
Yeah, me too. I mean, so this is the way I see you too. You can be the girly girl, uh-huh. You know, you can be the girly girl, makeup, hair, clothes and all that. Mm-hmm. But girl, when it is workout time, it is hoodie on. It is let's crank the music up. Let's push hard. I want to be drenched when I leave.
Yes, exactly. And I just like, and a lot of people used to think I was just like a bitch when I worked out, because
I know it's going on.
Yeah, like I just kind of like get into a zone and I go hard. I've lightened up a little bit. So I used to be one of those people that could only work out by myself. Like I'd put my headphones on or my AirPods, whatever. I wanted just to be a part of like a Y or something that I can just go and do my own thing and stay there for as long as I want. I don't have to talk to anybody. I don't have to pretend. I don't have to be happy. Like, I'm just going to go and just work out and crank out my workout. And that's how I've been probably for the first, like, gosh, like 20 years, I swear. And then once I actually started doing more group stuff, and it wasn't too long ago. It was like probably 5 years ago or so, I experienced a couple group exercise classes that I actually liked. And I was like, oh, this isn't so bad. It's really nice. Like, I like to be told what to do. Like, I don't have to think. Also, it kind of like triggers on my competitiveness because I'm surrounded by other people. And it's like, no way, like, this person's going to do more burpees than I am. Like, it's, you know, like, kind of like jacks me up another level. And I was like, oh, this is why people like group workouts. Because in my head, I was just thinking like old school, like Jane Fonda, like, you know, like those step aerobic classes with like the leotards and the belt. I was just like, oh, that's not for me. But after experiencing a lot of them, I was like, oh, this is really cool. And what gave me, that started triggering on my, I would love to teach this sort of thing. I would love to teach group fitness because to me, it felt like a coach and a team. And being an athlete, like you know, there's nothing for me that compares to being on a team. And this group fitness, group work stuff reminds me of that so much. That's why it gives me, it honestly, when I teach classes, I have goosebumps probably like 12 times a class. Like I'm like still, it still just like fires me up to see people working so hard and working together and to be able to be there and like coach them and guide them and encourage them. It's just, it gives me those feels. So it completely transforms my whole thought on working out in general. And I get it now, you know, I get why people need this sort of outlet in this community.
So what is your all-time favorite song right now that you have on your playlist that you have to have every time?
It honestly depends on my zone, but, and you'll see my playlists are like, you have no idea where my mind is. I have like, I go from rap to like old school hip hop to like soft rock favorites to like random ass stuff. So it is all over the place. I always have the throwbacks on them. Like you need a good throwback. But I love right now two, I'll tell you two. Okay. My first one is, it's called This City. It's the remix by Frank Walker. It's a Sam Fisher song. It's called This City, which is, I really, really like. And then it's a completely different vibe, but I love Look Back At It. It's really good. A Boogie With A Hoodie.
Okay. I'm going to have to listen to this
one,
I think.
It's slow kind of like grind. It's when you just like play super loud and just like get into the zone. I really like it. So those are my two on right now.
Oh, that's awesome.
They're completely different songs. Like different style, different
everything. Yeah, well, it all depends on your mood. Like, you know, sometimes you're ready to hit it hard and then sometimes you just need something to kind of carry you through.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, before I let you go, I just wanted to give you an opportunity if there's anything else on your heart that you wanted to share or leave the listeners with before we wrap up.
It's a hard one. I think just, I mean, I'm 37. I've been, you know, a teacher, coach, trainer, kind of that's all, those are my jobs throughout my life. And becoming kind of to be this person that I am today, whether, you know, even in the training world or the mom world, whatever it is, it has all been shaped by becoming more comfortable in where I feel like the most on fire. And my encouragement to all people maybe in that place of, you know, like I really don't feel, there's nothing that truly makes me feel passionate, or I'm not at a level that I want to be, or I want to be this, or I want to be there. Just to keep saying yes to different opportunities, I would not be here. And don't get me wrong, I want to go further. I don't at all feel like I'm at this like high perfect place, and I feel like I'm on the right track, but I wouldn't be here and like in this feeling, in this spot, without saying yes to Sydney Cummings many years ago, who randomly, I didn't even know her, and she just like tagged me, she saw I was a trainer, tagged me to come to this workout with her in the park in Uptown Charlotte. That I was living down kind of near Fort Mill. I had never even been into Charlotte, and I went by myself, and I got there and I'm like, what am I doing? Like, I know no one. I am just walking up to this place. Everyone's a little bit intimidating. And then I sat there and I remember standing outside, kind of on the sidewalk, and like kind of looking at the group walking towards, and I'm like, you know what? Like, what's the worst thing that could happen? Like, I get a workout in and I leave and I don't really talk to anybody. Cool. Like, it's no big deal. Let's just go and do it. And if I hadn't done that and like gotten myself through a very uncomfortable spot, I would not have met the people that I met there. I would not have gotten to know Sydney and other people in the Charlotte community. I would not be here being able to do what I love every single day in this amazing new space that I get to manage. So I think just realizing that the only thing probably holding you back is maybe your own fear. And once you step over that, you're going to realize, like now thinking back, what the hell? Like, why was I even afraid of that? But everything becomes a memory. So getting through that part, jumping over and taking that leap is my kind of words of encouragement for today.
That's awesome. Like, this is why I wanted to talk to you. Like when we first talked, you know, last week, and here's the thing about you. You're so humble. You're so genuine. You're so authentic and you're so sweet. And when I asked you to come on and talk, you're like, what am I going to share? Oh my God. Like, we have this entire podcast about what an incredible person you are and what you're doing for the moms in this community. And that's so inspiring. So I just appreciate you coming on, sharing your heart, being as real, and I feel like as gut level as you can get, you know, not holding back. And I really believe there'll be a lot of women that will be inspired by our conversation. Where can they find you to either come and be part of your programming with Stronger Her 360, or how can they connect with you?
on Instagram, my handle is at jfitcharlotte, and then our Stronger 360 handle is the same, Stronger 360, and then that is going to be changing soon, like I said, to the 360 method, but you can contact us there. I am managed both, so if you reach out in either platform, it'll be me, and I'd love to talk with you. Also, we have our website and email. You can email me anytime. jfitjamie is my personal email, or stronger360@gmail.com. I work now here. You can't see me, but I'm in Hugo Wellness, and this is our new wellness space that was supposed to open April 1st, but we got punched in the gut with COVID for a while. So now we are slowly opening. We are just running classes outside, and we just started transitioning inside a little bit with very small classes and all, you know, safely spaced out and all that. So our Instagram handle for Hugo Wellness, and it's pronounced Hugo, H-O-O-G-U-H, like Hugo or G-A-H, but it's spelled H-Y-G-G-E. And it is a co-working space, and right next to it is our wellness space. And so our Instagram handle is actually at Hugo, H-Y-G-G-E, cares, Hugo cares. And so you can contact me there as well. And you can see, if you download the Hugo Wellness app, you can see our schedule. And then, yeah, that's it. But I'm always open to any sort of conversation or questions or anything. I've had someone recently just reach out and say, can I just like talk to you on the phone for like 30 minutes? I just have questions. I'm a triathlete. I just found out I'm pregnant. I need some answers. I'm like, absolutely. And we just ended up talking for like 45 minutes, just like shooting the shit, but also, you know, answering some of her questions because she's been Googling and she's like, I don't know what this means. So in other words, I'm an open book and I love talking. So feel free to reach out.
Well, thank you again so much for being on. This was, again, incredible conversation. And I cannot wait to share this podcast. So thank you again, Jamie.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for joining me today. If you like the podcast, please like and share this with other women in your life. You can find out more about Sweatnet on sweatnet.com or follow them on Instagram at Sweatnet and Sweatnet Charlotte. You can follow me personally on Instagram at itsealsmart. Stay tuned for the next episode of the Sweatnet Be Amazing podcast.